Free Air by Sinclair Lewis. Chapter 1. Miss Boltwood of Brooklyn is lost in the mud. When the windshield was closed, it became so filmed with rain that Claire fancied she was piloting a drowned car in dim spaces under the sea. When it was open, drops jabbed into her eyes and chilled her cheeks. She was excited and thoroughly miserable. She realized that these Minnesota country roads had no respect for her polite experience on Long Island parkways. She felt like a woman, not like a driver. But the Gomez Depp Roadster had 70 horsepower and sang songs. Since she had left Minneapolis, nothing had passed her. Back yonder, a truck had tried to crowd her, and she had dropped into a ditch, climbed a bank, returned to the road, and after that the truck was not. Now she was regarding a view more splendid than mountains above a garden by the sea, a stretch of good road. To her passenger, her father, Claire chanted,
"Heavenly! There's some gravel! We can make time! We'll hustle on to the next town and get dry."
"Yes, but don't mind me. You're doing very well," her father sighed.
Instantly, the dismay of it rushing at her, she saw the end of the patch of gravel. The road ahead was a wet black smear, crisscrossed with ruts. The car shot into a morass of prairie gumbo, which is mud mixed with tar, flypaper, fish glue, and well-chewed chocolate-covered caramels. When cattle get into gumbo, the farmers send for the stump dynamite and try blasting. It was her first really bad stretch of road. She was frightened. Then she was too appallingly busy to be frightened, or to be Miss Claire Boltwood, or to comfort her uneasy father. She had to drive. Her frail, graceful arms put into it a vicious vigor that was genius. When the wheels struck the slime, they slid, they wallowed. The car skidded. It was terrifyingly out of control. It began majestically to turn toward the ditch. She fought the steering wheel.